Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a Tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today'sracingdigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragus and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. We are both back and want to thank Mike Willman for filling in for us last week as John and I were both out of town. It's nice to be back home, get back in a normal routine. And we've got racing coverage today from Santa Anita. 9 races kicking off at 12:30. 2 stakes races, the San Pasquale and the Megahertz. A great card from Gulfstream Park today. 12 races on tap. That'll get underway in just about 10 minutes. The feature there, 5 stakes races, but the Holy Bull goes as the 12th and final. And then coverage also from the fairgrounds today. And John, the big news is cancellations from around the country. Aqueduct, Oaklawn, Turfway Park, Laurel, all canceled because of this bitter cold. And John, you and I were in two different places about as far apart as possible and still being in the United States last week. I was in Florida. You were in Hawaii. We certainly didn't battle the cold weather, but they are around the country. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. And before we talk about some of the other things, first of all, how was the experience of Pegasus Day at Gulfstream? I've never been down there for that big event.
It was really good, John. Second year in a row going. I enjoy it. It's a great day of racing. Of course, the $3 million Pegasus World Cup ended the card. We'll talk about that in a minute. I thought the on-track experience was great. Played in that Pegasus contest down there. They have a beautiful room called the Sport of Kings where the players can kind of be on their own. It's very nice. It's as good as any kind of Vegas race book. So really enjoyed it. The weather was great. Good hospitality and the racing was great. And I know you were doing family things in Hawaii. That probably wasn't too terrible itself.
No, and if you know my family, I was kind of keeping an eye on the Pegasus World Cup and everything else, and my cousins were walking by. Well, who do you like? So, you know, the whole family likes to get involved, so we were having a good time.
And you told me you've got an aunt or someone who's over 100 years old, and I hope she got some bets down as well.
Yeah, my aunt, my mom's oldest sister, is 100 and doing fine, and I have another aunt that celebrated birthday number 93, so it was great to see them and great to see that everybody's doing fine. And, you know, it just peace of mind when I come back, I know they're doing well.
Well, John, back to normal routine. Let's get into it. Let's update now. Cancellations, as I mentioned, the weather is taking a big toll. Oaklawn Park, which was scheduled to come back after their hiatus, they were scheduled to come back this week. They've pushed that back till next week. Aqueduct canceled this weekend. Turfway Laurel. So just really bitterly cold weather from around the country.
Right, and a couple of major three-year-old prep races are on the back burner now. Today, Oaklawn was supposed to have the Southwest Stakes. We'll touch base with you know, our guests later on. We'll find out when that's been rescheduled. And Aqueduct was supposed to have the Withers. Both of those races have been rescheduled. We'll get the dates on those coming up. So that leaves the big three-year-old race of the day. The Derby Prep is the Holy Bull, part of a good card today at Gulfstream Park.
Well, and John, let's kind of recap some of those results from Pegasus. And, of course, Safi Joseph running 1-2 in the Pegasus World Cup with Skippy Longstocking running down White Abario. But, boy, if you are on track or watching the simulcast feed, you could tell Safi Joseph was more concerned with White Abario than he was with the winner of the race. He went sprinting out on the track to hug that big white horse. You could tell the relief, the pressure he had felt, you know, a scratch on the track for the Breeders' Cup mile, had an interrupted training schedule. I didn't like him at all, John. He was a toss for me, and I got to say, what a training job, and what a horse. 7 years old. In fact, the winner and the first and second place finishers, I think maybe even 1, 2, 3, all 7-year-olds. That's quite a feat for Safi Joseph.
What a training job by Safi Joseph, and congratulations to him and his staff. This goes all the way back. He's a 7-year-old now, but it goes back to when he was a 3-year-old. And if you remember, during that time, Safi was actually banned from Churchill Downs. He had a couple of horses get hurt there, and Churchill Downs automatically put a ban on Safi Joseph entering horses. As a result, he lost White Abario. The owners moved him to Rick Dutro, and they ended up winning a Breeders' Cup Classic with him. When he went off form, he was given back to Safi Joseph, who got him going good again. But like you mentioned, last November, on the track for the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, he was a regulatory vet scratch. And then the prep race for this Pegasus, he skipped that race. So there was a little glitch in the get-along or something happened there. So he didn't have perfect preparation coming into the Pegasus, and you know all eyes were on White Abario, and if he had run bad or something had happened, Safi Joseph would have been hung out to dry. So for White Abario to run so well and to get beat by his stablemate, the only horse that could beat him was Skippy Longstocking, again, hats off to Safi Joseph. What a training job. And, you know, the horses both came out of their race well, and that's the most important thing. But it was just nice to see a horseman allowed to run his horse when he thought he was right and to be rewarded with the type of effort he expected.
And John, I got to say, I got to spend a little time around Safi down there in Florida on Friday. We were at the table right next to him, and I got to tell you, there's not a more hands-on guy. He ran a few horses that day, and if it's a, whether it's a 10-claimer or a $3 million race, he's at the track, he's in the paddock, he's watching the race, he's going downstairs afterwards to talk to the jockey and check out the horse. Very emotional guy, but totally invested and totally hands-on. So much respect to Safi Joseph. I think this guy does a great job. John, let's talk about another guy who does a great job, the Eclipse Award-winning trainer Bill Mott. All he did was rattle off three wins on Pegasus Day, and his regular rider, Junior Alvarado, well, he won four that day, so they were certainly in the spotlight.
Right. Junior won all three races that Bill Mott won, plus another one. And if you're not paying attention, this has become probably as good, if not better, than any jockey and trainer combination on big days. Bill Mott has been a big game trainer for a number of years. You see the work he did with Sovereignty last year. He has his horses ready to fire their best shots when it counts the most. And just watching the whole progress throughout the Pegasus card and watching the work they did, again, a lot of respect to trainer Bill Mott, and Junior Alvarado is probably underrated as well as he's done. And the amount of work, and you just see the confidence he has riding the horses for Bill Mott. He knows they're going to fire. He gives them their shot, and they go get their pictures taken.
John, a horse we saw in California a little bit, Test Score, who had a brutal trip in the Hollywood Derby at Del Mar, was taking on Older for the first time in that Pegasus World Cup Turf Invitational, a $1 million race. And Test Score got it done at a nice price for trainer Graham Motion.
Yeah, big overlay at 7-1 coming off of a tough trip in the Hollywood Derby at Del Mar. Test Score is a horse that really, really tries hard, and he's got a nice long run in him, and all he needed was a clean trip, and he got it in the Pegasus. Turn him for home, and it looked like the field was going to swamp him at the 16th pole, and he just found another gear and got the job done. Congratulations to all the connections. He's a horse that at a mile and eighth and even further, I think he's going to be awful tough as a four-year-old.
John, also on that card, something very unfortunate happened, and that was in the sprint, the seventh race, 5-furlong turf sprint, where jockey Umberto Rispoli, he clipped heels aboard Unconquerable Keen in deep stretch, went down very hard, and unfortunately, he has suffered some leg injuries and has required even a second surgery. Rispoli's still down in Florida, John, so very unfortunate for a guy who is riding well out here at Santa Anita.
Yeah, nasty fall when he clipped heels. It wasn't his fault. He just kind of got in between horses and got in tight, and the horse is fine. He never went down, but Rispoli got thrown. He fractured a fibula, an ankle, and a tibia. He had one surgery last Sunday. He had another surgery yesterday. They are hoping to get Umberto back to California sometime next week. No timetable yet for his return, but it's going to be a while, and we wish him all the best. I'm glad it wasn't worse than it was. When I saw the fall, it kind of took my breath away.
John, talking about a fall, we saw one yesterday in the first race at Gulfstream, and it was bumper cars out there as David Egan went down, had a big collision with Irad Ortiz aboard. Surprise, surprise. It seems like whenever there's some rough stuff going on, Irad is involved. The way I saw it, John, it looked like Egan was trying to do some race riding, came in a few lanes, and Irad was going to have nothing of that, came out sharply, I thought about five lanes, bumped hard, knocked Egan off his horse. John, no change.
Unbelievable. Watching that race yesterday, Irad Ortiz was on a horse named The Town, who was favored in the race. He was down on the inside. David Egan on a horse named Sir Guinness, who was floated wide, turning for home. Sir Guinness and Egan tried to come back over to get toward the inner part of the course for the stretch run. The Town and Irad Ortiz were working their way off the rail. Like you say, Irad came out five or six lanes. Egan came in about four lanes, and they just absolutely collided into each other, and Egan went flying. Luckily, he's okay. The horse is okay. Was speaking with my horse owner's hat. When I see guys like this doing this with these kind of horses, I'm not a happy camper. These guys have got to clean it up. I mean, race riding is fine, but let's do it safely. And I mean, that was over and above what I. It wasn't. It just wasn't safe.
And John, Santa Anita back on a 3-day schedule. I know we, you know, with all the cancellations early, then we had a 5-day race week with Martin Luther King Day. 3-day race schedule starting yesterday, but with all these cancellations from around the country, was, you know, really hoping Santa Anita would be in the spotlight. But, you know, today's card's pretty good, but tomorrow only 8 races on a Sunday card, and we were only able to run 25 races this week at Santa Anita.
Yeah, with all the cancellations around the country, Bob, it was an opportunity to kind of pick up handle on places, you know, other horse players would have other places to play. And we only got, kind of a relatively small field yesterday, Friday, with 8 races, a good card today of 9, and a little bit light on Sunday with 8. And when you see all the cancellations, really Gulfstream Park and Santa Anita are going to be the focal point. And it's just a shame we didn't have either more days or bigger fields to take advantage of that. But, you know, we're going to be in the mid-80s at Santa Anita today, and there's a good car here. So we'll make hay while the sun shines.
Beautiful weather today, John. Okay, let's talk about the Lindo Report and the South Point, because you're – Lindo Report appears there on race days, but also there's a free watch party at the South Point. So we want to get that phone number out and the details. And John, in an era where some of these casinos are charging hundreds of dollars for a seat, even just to sit in their race book on Super Bowl Sunday, that's not the case at the South Point.
No, Super Bowl Sunday is a week from tomorrow. You can watch it for free in the Grand Ballroom. That's where we have some of the Derby and Breeders' Cup parties. And in the exhibit hall back by the arena, they're going to have two showrooms to broadcast the Super Bowl, and with discounted food prices, discounted drink prices. They're not going to gouge you at the South Point. Like you say, if you go to a strip hotel, they're charging you hundreds of dollars just for a seat before you make a wager. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, you might want to check it out and give Steve Johnson, the racebook manager at the South Point, a call, 866-780-7223. They'll treat you right out there. And you can get a wager or two down. I think there's about 6 pages of Super Bowl props out there at the South Point right now.
And, John, let's get a play from the Lindo Report. And by the way, last Saturday, you gave full card selections at Gulfstream Park. How about the 10th race? You had Destino De Oro on top, 33-20. Not only that, you cold-decked the Exactor with Craval De Oro. So you took the two Doro horses, made some gold, because that Exacta paid $281 for a buck. So congratulations there, John. Where are you going to go for your radio play via the Lindo Report?
Well, I'll go to Santa Anita, first post time, 12:30, right to the first race. In that first race, number 6, Omnificent, was rained off the turf last time, got stuck down inside on a day where the outside of the main track at Santa Anita was best, ended up splitting the field, finally gets on the turf today. He is by Om, who's gotten a lot of good turf sprinters. I think this is what he wants to do on an unbiased turf course. I expect a much better effort today, and at 9 to 2 on the morning line, there's value to me. That's race number 1, number 5, Omnificent at Santa Anita. And Bob, you gave out Litigation off a tough trip, and that was the turf sprint at Gulfstream Park, 780 for the win there. So let's make sure you let the folks know what you have on your sheet, and let's get a radio play from you.
Best plays today on my handicapping sheet are races 7, 8, and 9. The back half of this card's really good with full fields. I put $144 into the late pick 5, and let's go to one of those best play races. I'll go to the 7th race, which is the Megahertz, and I like number 3, Princesa Moche, for trainer Doug O'Neill, who's been red hot lately. This mare came up from Peru and really didn't show much in her first couple starts, but has really come around in her last few, improving numbers with every start, showed she could run without Lasix last time, and running a very game second in the Las Cienegas behind Queen Maxima, who's Queen Maxima, who's better than anything she's facing today. So I'm going to hope that this pattern continues and get a nice price here. Seventh race, my radio play is the 3, Princesa Moche, 5-1 on the morning line. We're late on the break. Let's take it now when we come back. Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com and Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You are listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, prepare for a terrific weekend coming up here at Santa Anita Park. We have 9 big races today at Santa Anita Park and some terrific wagering opportunities. There are 2 pick 4s, 2 pick 5s, a $3 late pick 3, the sunset pick 6, and the $5 late daily double, all with low 15% takeouts. And the ever-popular coast-to-coast pick 5 that always has terrific payouts and has that also low 15% takeout. Plus, don't forget the traditional $2 pick 6. My best bet today comes in race number 3. It is number 2, With Love, trained by the outstanding trainer, John Sadler. I think you can bet her with confidence today. You can also be confident that we will have some great events coming up, like the Smorgasbord Dumpling Day event on February 7th. We also have 3 big graded stakes races that day, including the Grade 2 D. Wayne Lucas Stakes. You can get all the details about all our great events at SantaAnita.com.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred LA with Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, let's start off with our cowbred of the week. And She's a half-brother to a horse named the Chosen Vrawn, who we had about Cowbred of the Week maybe at least 10 times. So tell us about that maiden winner from yesterday.
That's Friday's maiden winner, Good Golly Tiz Molly. And that was her first career win and her second career start. She's by the Legacy Ranch Stallion Clubhouse Ride out of a mare we know real well, the Tiz Wonderful mare named Tiz Molly, owned and bred by the partnership of Eric Kruljack, Bob Fetkin, and Dick Thornburg, trained by Ian Kruljack. Not only did she pick up the winner's share of the purse of $42,000, but she also picked up that upgraded owner's premium of $12,500 for that maiden win. So $54,500 for her maiden win. Good Golly Tiz Molly, a very promising cowbred. Best of luck to all the connections.
And, John, she showed some of the grit of her half-brother, the way she kind of split horses there and moved between and got the job done. So a good future for Good Golly Tiz Molly. John, we didn't mention the Coast to Coast today. That starts with Gulfstream Park Race 9 at 1:15 Pacific time, and that's just part of the low takeout wagers offered by Santa Anita.
Right. The regular horse players need to keep an eye on the wagers that are made for you, including that $1 Coast to Coast Pick 5 at a 15% takeout, the discounted takeout $1 Sunset 6, combining the last three races from Gulfstream and Santa Anita. You have the $3 All Turf Pick 3, races 5, 7, 9 today, the $3 Late Pick 3, which is a 15% takeout, and that $5 Late Double, 15% takeout. These are all player-friendly wagers we should take an extra look at.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com, and his regular graded handicap appears in all the Southern California News Group papers. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Some unfortunate news came out yesterday, Bob. The two-year-old champion, Ted Noffey, undefeated in his two-year-old campaign, has been taken off the Derby trail. It seems he's got some bone bruising, so a tough break there for Todd Pletcher trainee Ted Noffey.
No, absolutely. We're looking forward to seeing him run. You know, he was obviously the champion two-year-old of last year, wrapping up his season with a win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So it's unfortunate, but it certainly leaves the Derby picture wide open at this point. And we're going to have a lot of interesting races in the coming weeks that should determine who's going to be favored on the first Saturday in May.
Bob, wanted you to preview the Megahertz. I gave it out as a radio play, so feel free to go against me or agree with Princessa Moche. That was my radio pick. How do you see the Megahertz?
Well, I picked the exact same horse, Bob, so hopefully we're going to be right today. For all the reasons you mentioned, I think she's going to be tough. She's certainly improved. As you said, off her early races, and when she first came to the country, she was a little disappointing, but she's turned it around lately. Queen Maxima, of course, is arguably the best female turf sprinter in the country, and she gave her a battle last time, and she showed she could route the time before that and showed she could sit off the pace a bit. So I think she's a great gamble at 5-1, and I would take my shot with her. I mean, of course, Public Assembly could bounce back. She disappointed the favorite last time. Maybe cutting back to a mile will help her, and if the pace is a little quicker, that would also help. Vibes also comes out of a grade one, but I don't think she likes this turf course as much as she likes Del Mar. And Will Then, she ran well on the American Oaks, but I don't think this was a strong renewal of the American Oaks. So I think this time is ripe for Princessa Mocha to get the job done, and hopefully we'll get somewhere close to the 5-1 she's listed at.
That would be nice. Let's get it done. John Lindo, I know you wanted to get a radio play from Bob.
Yeah, Bob, we've got a good card, especially the back half of Santa Anita today with good field sizes. So where do you want to go for a radio play?
I'm going to go to the fifth race and take the comebacker number two, Just a Kiss. I was very impressed with her maiden win at Del Mar. I know that was last August, but the second and third horses out of that race both came back to win. Annie Mathis is perfectly capable off the layoff, and I think if she runs anywhere close to the way she ran that day, she'll have a big shot in this spot here. So number two, Just a Kiss in race five.
2 5-1 shots for Bob Mazursky. Bob, get him home. It's going to be a good day, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Good luck today.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, fellas?
Doing really well. First thing, wanted to just kind of recap a little more on the Pegasus, and you had a huge winner along with John Lindo, Destino de Oro, 10th race at Gulfstream, 33.20. So I know that was your favorite race on the card that day, Bruce, but what else impressed you on Pegasus World Cup Day?
I think it was probably one of the best Pegasus World Cup days I've ever seen, from just top to bottom, big fields and just great races. Tell you the horse that really blew me away. I know it was favored, but in the eighth race, Billy Mott and Godolphin, we've heard that one before, Knightsbridge, I believe, who was 4-5, co-favored with Life and Times, who was undefeated. They got into a duel. And they were going a one-turn mile. These two horses were about, what, 4 or 5 lengths clear after a half mile, which doesn't bode well usually in those races. But Knightsbridge put away Life and Times and won by almost 5 lengths. He was cut out to be a good one early on in his career. I know he's had some interruptions, but he's come back better than ever. And, boy, was this a well-earned, huge performance by this guy. So in a day where there were some outstanding performances, Knightsbridge, for me, was the one that really stood out.
John Lindo, you and Bruce are more sports guys than me, so I'm going to let you jump in on the Super Bowl early money. And then also, John, why don't you get the first pick from Bruce and his radio pick, and I'll come back and get his second play.
Well, Bruce, I know that Chris Andrews at the South Point had originally, after the conference finals last weekend, he had made Seattle as -3.5. It got bet up to -5. And I haven't seen much movement this week. I think the line is holding pretty steady. You're out there in Las Vegas where a ton of money is going to be bet this week on the Super Bowl. What are you seeing out there?
You know, I am going to give credit to the odds makers. I've been following since Sunday night. Now, I've seen 4.5 and never seen it moved since that time. That's shocking. We're coming up on a week. So I think that maybe the odds maker have nailed it. Now, here's the thing. A ton of money usually comes in on the second week for the Super Bowl. I thought it would be a little higher than this, but so far I guess they're getting equal action, and I believe the over's under's at 45.5. So far so good. I mean, I think if you like Seattle, that's not a terrible price. And at 45.5, I think you're going to see a lot of people betting the over. I get the feeling this could be a defensive struggle. Maybe it'll go under the 45.5, but like I said, great job so far. Let's see what happens this week.
Well, we'll get an update from you next Saturday before that Super Bowl game is played on Sunday. Let's get back to racing today. Obviously, Santa Anita with a good card. You did some work at Gulfstream Park last week. We usually get two plays from you. The first one is out of state. So where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Well, let's go to the ninth race. And I know, John, you like looking at these condition plays with the cowbreds and with the new conditions. And I think there's an interesting horse that barely made it into this race. Go to the ninth race today. This is an allowance optional. And to be eligible for this race, if you have won an allowance race, you would have to have earned less than $20,000 first prize. And there's a horse that has an allowance win that I think looks very good in here, and that's the 7, Last a Bit Longer. And that's, let's go back to its allowance win at Tampa back in April of 25. The horse earned $500 under the eligibility, $19,500. That's what made him eligible. Take a look at what he did after that Tampa race, though. He was third in a couple of overnight stakes races at Gulfstream. Check out the last one, though. He was beaten a neck by Layabout. I believe that was John Hardoon's pick on the air, who won the William McKnight Stakes last Saturday in the Pegasus Day. So those were very sharp races by Last a Bit Longer. She's never been worse than third in 7 career starts. He's coming off a layout, but I think he's got more quality than these horses, and I think his route races on the grass point him out. So I'm going to go race 9. The horse that barely got in, the 7, Last a Bit Longer at a tasty 8-1 on the morning line.
And Bruce, come out to Santa Anita for your second radio play.
Well, I guess this is the year for, let's go to the fourth race, the San Pasquale. I guess this is the year for the 7-year-olds, and I'm going to stick with one in the fourth race, the rail horse, Midnight Mammoth. Has he figured things out as he's gotten older? This was a horse that was a one-dimensional front runner for his whole career. He was second in the Hollywood Gold Cup back in May to the likes of Skippy Longstocking. He ran super that day by laying second. I thought his comeback win over the track a couple of weeks ago was enormous. He was actually being ridden along trying to keep up with the big favorite Pilot Commander for Bob Baffert. He just never stopped trying, and he really showed a huge last 16th of a mile running down that lone front runner. He galloped out easily in front, past the wire. I think he's figured things out now. He's relaxing a little bit. He can sit off of horses. There will be plenty of speed in here. I think he comes right back again. Race four, let's go with the rail horse, Midnight Mammoth. The horse I'm a little fearful of is the four, Bartholdi, another improver. I'd throw him in also, but I do like the one, Midnight Mammoth, on top, again, at 4-1 on the morning line.
All right, Bruce, tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Santa Anita with audio. The combo platter means we give the last six races on top of that, the Holy Bull card at Gulfstream Park, in addition to the Santa Anita races, and also best bets at Santa Anita with audio.
Thank you, Bruce. We'll talk again on Saturday.
Take care, guys.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out when we come back. John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets and Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet.com. That's the next segment. Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app. Come back and hey.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, February 14th. Will SM My Valentine win the Grade 1 Derby on Valentine's night? The field will also feature fastest qualifier, Duda Cartel, and eight other standouts. And racing fans will open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, how about a quick word from the NTRA and getting people signed up for the shot at the 2026 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas?
Yeah, if you want to take on Bob Ike in the National Horse Players Championship in March in Las Vegas, you can go. There's a $165 online tournament at horseplayers.com today. If you, there's a low ratio $500 tournament at horseplayers.com today. So the two options there, you've got to be an NAC Tour member. Go to NTRA.com to sign up.
John, I was trying to win into the Pegasus, but I ended up in the NHC. So I guess we'll take our shot there in March. Thank you for that. Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Give us a weather update. I know it's freezing cold, Aqueduct canceled, and the Withers has been moved to Friday. Is that correct?
That's what I read on Twitter. I think Naira sent out a tweet yesterday saying that they're going to add a couple of Wednesdays. I mean, they actually missed a whole week of racing, which is really unusual. I mean, you know, a day or two here and there, but we've been on some brutal weather here, just brutal. It really has been horrible. You go outside, there's no one on the streets. I mean, that's how bad it is. It's really horrible.
But, John, some good news, and we talked about this earlier. The NYRA is going to impose some more restrictions on the CAW players. That starts on February 5th, and whereby some of those bets are going to be even more restricted, I think up to 1 minute to post. So, good news for the horse players. At least NYRA is giving it a shot.
Absolutely. It's a terrific thing. Listen, obviously it's not the answer to everything. The best situation would be if CAW went away and never came back. But obviously that's not happening. I mean, they're cutting it off at a minute, and people are complaining, well, it's only a minute. What does a minute mean? But it's really a lot more than a minute, because everybody knows that post time very rarely goes on post time. There's always at least a two-minute drag for the most part. So when they're cutting it off at a minute, really they're cutting it off at 3 minutes. You know, I mean, if you read the small print in this whole thing, obviously CAW is going to be allowed to still bet, but they're restricting it to like six bets a second, whatever it is. The bottom line is at least NYRA is making an attempt. Let's see how many tracks are going to follow. When they went and cut off wind betting at 2 minutes, everybody said, well, why not cut everything off at 2 minutes? So they're cutting it off at a minute, and I think it's good news. It can hurt. They got to try something, because what's going on is not the answer.
John Hardoon gave us a nice winner last week at Gulfstream Layabout at $14. John Lindo, you get his first pick, and I'll get his second one.
Yeah, and Layabout was one of those CAW horses that got hammered there at post time. I know that. I know John wasn't happy about it. John, with a reduced racing schedule today, you've got Santa Anita, Gulfstream, and Fairgrounds. Where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Well, a couple of races I was going to do were already taken by some terrific handicappers, you and Bob, and then Bruce Finkelstein came in with the race I was going to do at Santa Anita. So I got to pull a couple of audibles here. First one comes in Gulfstream, sixth race today, and I love the number four horse in here, If Not For Luck. This is a seven-year-old who was claimed last time out by trainer Amador Sanchez. I love the barn switch today. I love the rider switch today, first time out at Ortiz. 7-2 on the morning line. This is a pick five single, if it's a part of the pick five. I don't know. They got a million of them today. I like number four, If Not For Luck, to win today's sixth race out at Gulfstream Park.
And where do you want to come for your second play, John?
We're going to go to Fairgrounds, believe it or not, and we're going to look at the ninth race today. And I like the number one horse in here, Ben Dreaming, a six-year-old gelding from the Alexis Clare barn. Jared Loveberry aboard to ride. I think this horse is going to get a great trip in here. He was hung out wide in his last two races, breaking from post eight on the turf, post nine on the main track. Draws the rail today, 5-1 on the morning line. Number one, Ben Dreaming, wins today's ninth race out at Fairgrounds.
Thank you, John. What's available today through the Rags and Sheets?
So we have Gulfstream, we have Fairgrounds, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections, JONHARDOON.com. Three best plays is $10, full card $25.
Thank you. Have a great day, John. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing a lot of work for Express Bet. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How we doing?
Good. We got to give you a little bit of a rush today, a rush job. I'm sorry about that. The way I timed the show, not very good today, Shapper. But the Southwest was scheduled at Oaklawn. That's now going to be run on Friday. Is that correct?
That's right, as is the Withers. I heard John Hardood say that. Yep, so it'll be a Derby Trail Friday. So a little bit of meat on the bone since we're getting all these cancellations. It'll be like a three-day weekend for racing fans next weekend.
Give us a quick look at the Holy Bull, the 12th and final at Gulfstream today. I know you like a horse in there. We texted earlier. I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I think a lot of people might be on the same horse, Cannoneer. He's going to have to prove that he can get two turns against winners, but I think he's going to be up for the task. Eye-popping win late at Churchill. Going to have to deal with Nearly for Pletcher, who's run two fast races over this track and has been training well. And Incredible, who I think will move forward off this race. Six horse field way after scratches, down to those three, Cannoneer to me. It's his race to lose. If he loses it, I'll be worried about my Derby future bet on him.
And you've been making spot plays through Express Bet on the Santa Anita cards, and I know you did some big-time coverage today from Gulfstream. Where do you want to go for your radio play, Shapper?
Yeah, I'll go to race 10, the Forward Gal, the grade three for three-year-old filly, 7 furlongs on the main track. And no doubt On Time Girl is the one to beat. If she gets back to her effort last time out, which was in late November at Churchill, she's going to be very tough to beat. But she hasn't raced since. It's 7 furlongs. I'm going to try number 8, Imperatrice, to filly for the Todd Pletcher barn. Gets off the inside to an outside post, which I like, and these elongated sprints has been down on the inside in both starts. Two good races thus far. I think moves forward here. 7 furlongs on the outside draw should hit her right between the eyes. So we'll try number 8. Imperatrice in race 10 at Gulfstream.
5-1 on the morning line. Get it home, Shapper, and get Cannoneer home. Maybe we'll have something to celebrate for next Saturday's show.
Sounds good, Iker. Have a good one, John. Have a good one, Bob.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett and Michael Rona to close it out. A Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Time with a wounded hand, 'cause it likes to heal. I like to steal. I'm half the man I used to be. Well, I'm half the man I used to be.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Let's get down to South Florida and check in with Toby Callett. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Looking at the weather updates, it looked like maybe a little rain was going to come in today at Gulfstream. How are the conditions holding up?
So far, it's okay, but you do have to hold on to your hat. I don't know how heavy the rains are going to be, and hopefully because there are stakes involved, they might not mess with the turf course, but stay tuned. Don't put any of those coast-to-coast pick five tickets in early just in case they switch, because my help in races 9 and 11 will be based on grass.
Well, let's get to that help, because, John Lindo, why don't you jump in? You gave orders from headquarters on the coast-to-coast, so, John, take it over.
I love that Toby gets us help coast-to-coast, because it shortens the time I have to do the work here. So, Toby, let's see what you got there in the coast-to-coast today.
Well, okay, the ninth – well, actually, both races, you got to pay attention to the horses that Brian Lynch is sending postward. In the ninth race, I'm very intrigued by the two, Tal Bingo, who they didn't think much of, apparently, or they snuck one by in his debut, but they've wanted to be on the grass with him. His main rivals are the 5 Multiverse and the 1 Profound, who looks like he was a very good claim. 2-5-1 in the ninth. Over to the 11th we go. The 10 Aggressive Line will get a little class check today for her South Florida debut, but she's won over two different courses. Irad Ortiz gets the job done as long as he doesn't run anybody over. The 8 Sister Troyen and the 6 Storm's Wake would be the others. 10-8-6. To get the sticks on the South Florida end of the coast-to-coast.
We appreciate it, Toby. We'll spend more time next Saturday. Love your coast-to-coast updates. Good luck today, my friend.
My pleasure, Bob. Bye-bye.
Let's bring in Michael Rona for our final segment. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Well, we wanted an update. Some unfortunate, sad news on jockey Cruz Mendez went down. It appears he has a pretty serious injury. Can you update us on that, Michael?
Yeah, he was involved in a spill last weekend and unfortunately has sustained a spinal cord injury and paralysis in his legs. Now, he did undergo surgery, and the thing is that we have to wait a certain period of time for the swelling to subside before it can really be determined what's going on. It's not promising, but it's also not hopeless. So everybody's thoughts and prayers for Cruz Mendez and his family greatly appreciated. The horse he was riding sustained a back injury and kind of went down very suddenly with no warning. And it's just a very upsetting situation for everybody in the racing community at Losail. Cruz was a very popular, well-respected jockey. As a matter of fact, just a couple of years ago, he received the Sam Thompson Memorial Jockey Award, which honors a rider for his career and personal character. It's the quarter horse racing equivalent of the George Wolfe Memorial Award in thoroughbred racing. Cruz, a five-time champion rider at Los Alamitos, he won the Champion of Champions in 2015, has had a fantastic career. He's 40 years of age, and so our hopes are with him in his current peril.
Thank you for that update, Michael. Just on the racing front, you guys will have no live racing next weekend. That's due to scheduled track maintenance. You do that every year, so you'll have a weekend off. John Lindo, I know you wanted to get some news about the awards banquet that was held last night for the cowbred quarter horse industry. So, John Lindo, take it over.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. We had talked about the AQHA National Awards, but the Cowbred Awards were last weekend. So how about some of the highlights for the champions from the Cowbred ranks?
Yeah, we had the awards banquet last night at Los Alamitos, John. And a couple of significant differences between the California Awards and the recent National Awards. The Horse of the Year locally was Shaken Going On, who was the only four-time stakes winner of 2025 at Los Alamitos, a brilliant season for her, including the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks. Now, she was recognized nationally as the AQHA champion three-year-old filly, but apart from winning that category at Los Alamitos, she took down the actual Horse of the Year award for a tremendous season at Los Al. FDD Dreams, who won the Champion of Champions as a three-year-old and was crowned the national champion quarter horse, won the three-year-old gelding award last night, but not the Horse of the Year. He just didn't race as much at Los Alamitos across the season compared to the local body of work of the filly Shaken Going On. So there are a couple of big national names that also won awards, but different awards locally for their California performances last night.
Well, Michael, there's no stakes race tonight, but let's get the post times out for today and tomorrow. And like we usually do, we need a radio play to finish off the night.
Sure. We kick off at 6 o'clock tonight, and there is a calendar giveaway, free with paid admission after 4:30 this afternoon. The calendar typically comes out a little after the new year for Los Alamitos as we await the finalization of the stakes schedule, but the calendar does include January of 2027, so you still get 12 months worth, and that's free with paid admission today after 4:30 p.m. For a radio play, I'm looking at the seventh race, a 350-yard allowance for three-year-olds who've never won two races, and I'm taking a swing for the fences, fellas, with the longest-priced horse on Ed Burgart's morning line, number 4, Flying Female, who's had three starts from gates 1, 1, and 2. Doesn't look pretty on paper, but I think a couple of those performances are better than they look. And I really was impressed with the recent gate work for Flying Female. She's lightly raced, had two starts last spring, one start in the fall. I've seen many worse longest shots than this filly, and I think she's worth playing. Flying Female, number 4 in race 7.
Very good, Michael. Let's take a swing on a long shot, and either we'll add to our bankroll tonight or it'll be a get-out play for us. We appreciate your time, Michael, and I guess we're maybe going to skip next week. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, we never race on Super Bowl day, and as you mentioned earlier, we're taking the whole weekend off for track maintenance purposes. That was scheduled some time ago, pre-planned. So 6 o'clock for tonight, 5 o'clock first post tomorrow, where we'll have four trials to the maiden stakes, and then I'll catch up with you guys in a couple of weeks. A fortnight,
sounds good, Michael.
Say in Australia.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Have a good one.
Hooroo.
That was Michael Rona. Hey, John, we got just about 30 seconds here. Let's mention our simulcast locations. If you can't be out for live racing today, there's a few options. John, one down by you, the Paddock on 5th. That's in the Gaslamp Tavern, 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Come on up to Orange County and get into the OC Tavern. They're open now. Simulcast wagering ready to serve you. 2369 South El Camino Real Road. That's in San Clemente. And my spot, the Derby Room. See Brandon and Monica out at Fairplex. Free parking, free admission, great food and beverage menu. John, thank you for putting everything together. We got it all done today. Thanks to our guests. Christian, great job inside, as always. And we're going to go out Chicago Bulls style today with some championship music and make for a big day. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show is up next. Mike Willman is here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Have a great day. Cash some tickets today, and we will talk to you again next Saturday.